Good morning.
So, TV brands. Everybody, they're like backsides. Everybody's got an opinion on good ones. But which is the best rated by their owners?
Well, this is a great thing. Canstar do this survey of around 1,500 actual owners of TVs, people who've bought TVs in the last 2 years, and they say to them, look, what did you think overall? What did you think of the picture quality, the sound quality, a whole range of features? Now, unsurprising to me, Samsung comes out with a five-star satisfaction rating, but so does Sony, and that's a big win for Sony because while they've always made great TVs, they've kind of languished a bit the last few years, so it's a real endorsement of their picture quality, sound quality, and the design that they put into them. But, mate, fascinating to me is six brands below them, TCL, LG, Panasonic, Hisense, Kogan and Born, all get four-star overall satisfaction ratings, which is a great result. When you consider that a Born TV is only available at Aldi, those are the cheap, affordable, you know, super great bargain TVs, they're the only television brand to get a five-star rating on ease of use and a five-star rating, also the only brand, on value for money.
Wow.
So people who buy these TVs don't get them home and go, this is rubbish. They get them home and go, I got really good value out of this TV. Because if you buy a cheap TV, knowing you're buying a cheap TV, you're absolutely going to be impressed with what you get. But if you buy a cheap TV because you wanted a 65-inch TV, but you would have loved to get a Samsung, you're only going to be disappointed by it. So it's an endorsement of the entire TV industry, to be honest, and a great result for anyone looking to buy a cheap TV because it means people do like them.
Yep, certainly. Now, Telstra offering home internet now using 5G.
Yeah, that's right. So you can now, if you're in a Telstra 5G area, and that's, you know, that's growing, it's rolling out constantly around Australia, you can now order 5G home broadband. What that means is you don't need the NBN. So obviously right now you can get the NBN through a whole range of different providers, but you can now get Telstra 5G at home, $85 a month, great speeds, hundreds of megabits of speed, and also 1,000 gigabits of data per month. So they're really upping their game here with regards to the amount of kind of options available to householders in terms of what they can get for their money without having to spend huge amounts to get great speeds, because they are spending so much time and money on their 5G network that they may as well up the game and actually improve the whole situation. And it's a great alternative for people. And there is 5G in Bendigo, so we're on a good path here.
Yeah, and you can get direct messages from Bill Gates. I mean, it's fantastic. Now, I like this one. Need a drink? Always. So now I don't even have to go out to Dan Murphy's.
No, you don't need to do anything. You can just open an app, choose what you want, and it can be delivered to you by drone. Now, caveat, it's only available at the moment in just outside of Canberra and outside of Brisbane. But this company, Wing, which is actually a Google company, have been doing these test flights of these autonomous drones for some years now, and they've just done a partnership with the Vicinity Shopping Centres. And what they've done is they've put these landing pads for these drones on the roof of the shopping centre in Queensland so that locals in that area can choose from a whole range of shops in that shopping centre. The shopkeeper puts in a little basket for you, gets delivered to the rooftop drone platform, flown to you, lowered by a string or a rope to your driveway, detached, and it flies away. All you do is order on an app, and it gets delivered via the air in just a few minutes. A really cool advance. And now, look, it may not be for everyone, but certainly for those of us who look for, shall we say, convenience, I prefer not to say lazy, then it's a great, great bit of advance for technology.
We have become the Jetsons, really, haven't we? You know,
we're getting close. I just need that flying car.
Yeah, I reckon the next thing to work on is to be able to hack into the drones and divert them from their original destination.
Exactly. Yeah, hang on. That one looks like it's got some coffee in it. I can do it with my morning coffee.
Yeah.
Let's get that one down here.
Great stuff, as always. Trevor, thanks very much. Have a great week.
Cheers.